Call roll.
No.
Oh. Hey, hey, hey.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Okay.
Meeting's called to order. Mr. Secretary, please call roll.
Okay, Jonathan. I have excused absences for Grace and Ken Aaron.
Are they requests for excuse or are they considered excused?
They have requested excused absences.
And then we have to vote on it.
I thought you already said they were.
No. I have requests for excused absences for Grace and Ken Aaron. Jonathan Alexander. I have a request for an excused absence from Kristen Beth. Fred Blair.
I'm present.
Okay. Lydia Brisson. Sharon Brown.
Here.
Sandy Giles.
Here.
Roberta Heidman.
Here.
Leslie Fox. Charles Frederick.
Here.
Ariana Gladney. Jan Goodman.
Presente.
Tej Grewal.
Presente.
Steve Kaiser.
Here.
Absence request from Maggie Lapique. Ellie Luxa.
Here.
Michael Melvin. Risa Bork.
Here.
I have an excused absence request from Steve Pride. Leslie Radford.
Here.
I have an excused absence request for Dorothy Reich. Myla Reeson.
Here.
Mansoor Sabah.
Hazir.
I have an excused absence request for Fernando Velasquez. I count 1, 2, 3.
He called.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 members present. We do have quorum.
I move that we accept the request for excused absences from all of our colleagues who requested them.
Second.
Any objections? Motion carries. Can I have a couple volunteers for timekeepers? Okay, Mansoor.
I'll do the categories.
Category and okay.
Individuals.
Steve. Individual. Thank you, guys. Before we move on, I want to welcome the community members for coming out and supporting our efforts. You're definitely appreciated. And I also want to acknowledge the board for your dedication and support for coming out and being part of this as well. Approval of the minutes. You should have a copy of the minutes in front of you, and I hope everyone has taken the time to review the minutes. Do I hear a motion for approval of the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
What are the minutes?
They're in the first packet.
Excuse me.
Do I hear a second?
My second.
Are there any objections for approval of the minutes? Hearing none, minutes stand as approved. Do I hear a motion for setting time certain for adjournment?
1:30.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, time certain.
No later than 1:30.
No later than 1:30, time certain, no later than 1:30.
We didn't approve the agenda yet.
Okay. Next order of business, proposed agenda approval.
Karen, can you use the mic?
Sure. Do I hear a motion for approval of the agenda?
I would like to shift our announcements earlier. After the first public comment, or the announced last item, or quickly read through that and ask if there are any other announcements from the community. around the first public comment.
May I ask?
There's recommendations before or after public comment?
Chair, may I ask a question about that recommendation?
Sure.
I was just wondering, do you have some information about Lydia? Are you expecting her later? Is that why you asked to move it up till later?
Okay, that's not a question regarding the agenda, and I believe that there was an excused absence request on her behalf, so that's not.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
I have not received an excused absence from Lydia for something.
Or a request, I don't know, you said, well, I don't know about that, but I have a question that was announced from the beginning, it's on my behalf and my question.
She wants to move the announcements to behind item three, Roman numeral three.
Sorry, I thought she was.
So is that your request?
Either prior or after, but around public comment, you have announcement to initiate the meeting.
Are you asking number eight to be moved up?
Yeah, between three and four.
Right, because community announcements, if you don't get the agenda, if it becomes a time certain, that.
I'll second that.
Okay, are there any objections to moving announcements? Okay.
Do we have a time on community announcements? Is that, I don't see.
There's not a time there, you're right.
I think it's just read, and then.
They aren't even read, they're usually just printed.
And so not everybody's literate, which applies radio, so it's also important to get it in audio, get the sound of the announcement.
You mean to just read number eight? To read the number eight item?
Yeah, now I have to add an announcement.
I'm sorry, could you clarify? Do you want it to be read, or you want it to be announced?
We have 3 minutes, so we can read the announcements and add community announcements, and have 3 minutes for that section, circling around item number three, public comment, so the community is all speaking and opening of the meeting for Free Speech Radio.
Do you want no discussion at all of any of these points?
The announcements.
Okay.
Announcements.
Would you like that before or after item three?
After, so.
Whatever you want.
It's circling.
Yeah. Jan Van Mentor.
I would suggest 5 minutes instead of three to make it.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll go after Mentor.
I'm just wondering, do you want to read this, or you want public to make comments?
We're asking for 5 minutes as a new item number four for announcements.
Or 3A.
Or 3A.
But you're just going to read this item?
Okay, you know what?
We're spending more time.
Yeah, let's just move it to there.
She's going to move number eight there, and she also has an announcement that she would like to make, so.
Second.
Okay, so there's a second.
3 minutes or 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to move, 3A will become.
Okay, no, I asked for item number four, separate item.
You wanted 3A, so that would be 3A.
Public has their stays on as well.
Okay, so 3A, she wants to have 3A added as announcements, 5 minutes, and.
Okay.
That's pretty much it, we have a second, are there any objections?
Can I quickly clarify? The reason why I asked for a separate item is because if the directors are responding to public comment, that it's not responding to the announcement under that item.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we'll add that to the agenda. Back to, go ahead.
I would move that the motion before you from the floor labeled motion for enhanced program evaluation be moved to new business.
Okay, I'm sorry, Charles, I'm not following you. What item?
It's not on the agenda.
Okay, so you're requesting something to be placed on the agenda?
To be placed on the agenda.
Okay, and what are you requesting to be placed on the agenda?
The motion labeled motion for enhanced program evaluation. And since there is no report from Jonathan Alexander and the P&B directors that should afford us 5 minutes, and since the program oversight meeting last time did not reach quorum, that's also 2 minutes under item six, I would ask that it be afforded 7 minutes for consideration.
So you want to place this where on the agenda?
New business.
Under new business.
Okay.
And we can add 7 minutes to new business.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any objections to placing the motion for enhanced program evaluation under new business?
Is the motion in the agenda already?
No, it should be in your...
Passed out separately.
You have a copy? Diane actually wrote mine here.
Yeah, it has a big KPFK at the top. All right, perfect. Hearing objections, we'll place that under...
Did this motion come to the programming oversight?
It's a motion from the floor.
Okay.
At present time.
Well, did it go through the programming oversight?
No, it's from the floor.
We did not reach quorum. There was a discussion, but we did not reach quorum, so could not go through.
No quorum, you did crane there. That's all.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries.
So now we want to ask if the agendas are approved as amended.
As amended?
Just don't ask.
So moved.
Second. Any objections? Hearing none, motion carries. Next order of business, general manager's report. Leslie Radford, we're giving you the floor.
Take a minute to get your things together.
Do you have a mic?
I don't know that there's not much in...
Give her the mic, please.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. I don't know that there's much in this report that's, that you can't read that needs further explanation, but if there is, please ask. Basically, I think the big news here is that we have settled the arbitration. It is certainly unpleasant for the finances of the station, but it is what it is, and we're going to have to roll forward with it. I have done my best in the budget to accommodate this and perhaps to get on to the budget discussion, unless there are questions about the rest of my report. Because I know, according to the agenda, I think your Q&A is focused on the budget, so if there are any other questions, I'll take them now.
I have a question.
Sure.
I don't know if this comes in from before or after, but I wanted to find out, was an ad for the program director ever put in the LA Times? We were told at the last meeting it was.
No, it was not. It was put in the Sentinel, but I couldn't afford it on my credit card, so that hadn't happened by the time that committee was shut down.
So we were misinformed at the last meeting.
Well, I didn't inform you of that.
No. I understand you didn't.
So, yes.
You weren't here.
Yes, you were misinformed. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. You discussed the fact that you need to put ads in for the business manager in the LA Times and many other places, Oi and the Sentinel and so forth. Where is that in the budget at all?
No, it's not. It's going to go under administrative expenses.
Okay. And can those ads be placed this week?
They are already placed, thanks to Michael Novick's credit card.
Thank you. Well, okay, you can.
Tish.
We can take. I have a whole list of questions.
Are we on time? Do we have a timekeeper?
Well,
she
asked if there were questions about her report, so I'm asking.
I'm asking for timekeeping because I mean I could have a list as well flowing when I want to go. So
I'm running the meeting first of all, and as long as people are flowing, let's just let it ride. I mean, there's no need to start being antagonistic. Let's just have a pleasant meeting and try to move things along and be cordial to each other. I mean, it's Sunday, and let's just get this done, guys.
I apologize. I believe I don't have a record for giving attacks on people, but asking very honest questions. I believe I have a very positive record with that.
Excuse me.
Agenda.
I do.
I had
called on me.
I just had more questions, but
I thought you were going to wait because I thought she called.
Oh, okay, fine, no problem.
I was confused about.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
I did want to give a comment to the report about the outreach and the development. Since you've been a general manager, I feel that Freedom Now has received a lot of support from graduates of the People's School of Broadcasting. And so in your outreach to the community, I wanted in your report to know, as well some feedback from our team, you know, and community support based on what we've been provided with at the station through volunteers who have been organized, who have been educated with all the resources there. So under, I know you didn't write this down, your accomplishments, but I wanted to make sure that that was sound and put on record.
Thank you.
Steve K. Leslie Mike Jan. See,
No, I didn't, thank you. I wanted to thank you for, you know, responding to the motions passed last month. I did have a question on your election. Can you say that?
I thank the GM for responding to the motions passed last month. I had a question on their elections. Where you say you're working with the NES and the Spanish language programmers to air carts in Spanish. I'm wondering if anybody's also working on trying to have a bilingual candidate on air candidate forums during the Spanish language block, which we did have last year.
I made an informal proposal to the NES on how to do that, but considering I don't control any of that at all, that's about the best I can do. Honestly, at this point, I have not heard back about how we're going to work the Spanish language carts into the rotation, and I don't know if they're going forward with what I suggested for the town halls.
Back to Jan.
So I have a list of questions, so I'll just ask them, and then rather than having to go back and forth.
We'll see how good my memory is.
Okay. So, first of all, I saw that there are, look like three or more non-union people were indicated that we're paying them salaries in, it seems like, volunteer, what were formerly volunteer positions in the phone room, and but it doesn't look like they're time was allocated in the budget, and I wanted to talk about that. And my question is, should I be asking these questions about the budget, which were part of your report?
You can do that. It's all right by me, but I'd like to answer them one at a time rather than try to keep them in my head up here, if I could.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, there's nobody on salary who's non-union.
I know, okay, but they're as needed, and they're
You said salary. They are hourly people. They work less than 17 and a half hours a week, which means they're not eligible for union membership, and they are brought in during the fund drives at a very low rate of pay to help out as phone room administrators, yes, and they are in the budget.
And so they're working less than 17 hours a week?
That is correct, and they're not working every week, believe me. They're only working during fund drives.
Sure.
That you will notice there's a slight bump in... You'll notice there's a slight bump in payroll on fund drives months. That's what it is.
And the CFO indicated that the pension plan funding had not occurred for 2015. Has it been paid, or?
Of course. Okay. We've paid everything the national office has requested when it comes to payroll. We've also paid off the past due pension that I inherited. We did that last year.
And what about for 2016, the pension fund?
We continue to send the money to the national office, yes.
Okay, good. And the... is the plan to pay... it looks like in the budget that you're going to pay out people... for severance pay before you pay them what's owed to them per the arbitration agreement. Is that correct or is that not correct?
That's not correct. The buyouts are voluntary and they're part of the arbitration agreement. That's the schedule the union gave us.
And if you pay them the buyouts, you don't have to pay them the amount that was owed before? Is it part of one package or what's the...
I don't want to get into the details of that, but the brief answer is no.
And can the LSB, when will the LSB be able to see the arbitration settlement?
Probably when all the people who requested buyouts are bought out. It lists names of people who are being bought out, and that's a personnel matter that I really can't on my own give to you folks. I'm sorry.
Okay, so on behalf of the LSB and on behalf of myself as a director, I would like to see the arbitration settlement agreement. And if you have to black out people's names, so be it. But we need to see, you know, what's involved, what the numbers are, et cetera. It's very important. This is the, you know.
The numbers are in the budget for you.
No, I know. But we want to, I want to see as a director, and we want to see as an LSB.
As a director, I believe the ED will be providing you with that information. I'll leave it to you if you want to provide it to the LSB and on what terms.
So it's not just numbers. It's the whole order that we need to see, the whole agreement.
That's fine. That's, okay. Again, on the ED. I did not sign that agreement. It's a legal document. I'm not at liberty to release it.
So the months that we're supposed to, that those payments are supposed to be paid out, we have a negative, there's a negative number as to what our balance sheet shows for those months. How do you plan to handle that?
That's a real question. I'm going to need everybody's help to do that. The first one comes up in November for about $30,000. We're going to need to be about $30,000 ahead of the game by November. Now, these are cumulative numbers, so that if we raise that $30,000 by November, then we need another $40,000 by January, and we're done.
So we've calculated that the amount of money being lost by taking Roy of Hollywood and Sonalikul Hutker off of their regular hours diminishes the revenue to the station of $136,000 a year. How are you going to make that money up? Can you put that? They need to be, actually, we've had a request. We need this money. We need to have revenue. More important than building an audience that may take years to build. So the question is, when are you going to put them back? And how are you going to put them back? And how are we going to get that money back, which will pay the salary for several people?
All right. Let me answer that in as general terms as I can without discussing specific personnel matters.
They've both given their permission to have this specific... issue.
I would need that in writing. I would need that in writing. We are up against a legal wall here.
Okay.
Okay.
We can go into closed session.
Come on, folks. I you know, can I answer the question in general terms and see if that satisfies
sure.
anybody?
Sure.
Yeah, let's
absolutely.
Thank
allow
you.
Her to answer, and then we'll see if we need to move somewhere else.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ms. Radford. You have the floor.
First of all, in one of those, no, in general terms, come January 1st, most of the people we have on salary will be eligible for overtime. Okay? That's new federal law. Overtime over, I believe it's $43,000. Okay? Now, we operate, generally speaking, on 10 to 15 hours of preparation for every hour of programming. In some instances, we're going to have an overtime problem very shortly because some people put a lot more time on their time cards than the 7 hours a day that they're eligible for. Okay? In another instance, an offer was made and declined.
Thank you. Tej. We have Tej, Steve K., and Mansoor.
Oh, and the declined offer was also declined by the interim program director.
And was that declined offer?
That was the last one. We'll have to roll back to you.
Okay.
So
that's fine. Fair enough.
Stephen K. Mansour.
Mike.
I'd like to let Mansour go ahead.
Mansour, Steve, Tej.
I would like to go to closed session, actually. No, I don't
know.
Okay,
go ahead, Tej. Okay.
Mike.
I thought that if it's a personnel
Tej,
matter.
Tej, could you use the
microphone,
mic, please?
Please.
Because it's being recorded. And
so you need to use the mic.
Can you please use the mic?
It's right there.
Closer.
Please use the mic.
Microphone. I'm not going to talk over you. I'm a teacher. I'm going to wait till you're done talking, and then I'll talk. That's it. Okay. I think that we need to also, I'm using the microphone.
You are. You have to pull it closer to your mouth.
Okay.
Would you please pull it closer to your mouth? Is that too much to ask?
4 to 6 inches.
Here we go. Okay. Loud and proud. We need to give a lot of credit as also a human being for someone taking on a lot of these roles and answering the questions here today. There's a question to go into closed session, and the reason why I wanted to back off into this point a little bit is because I think we need to, there were a lot of questions asked, they were given 6 minutes to ask a lot. The rest of us are still processing that, the community is still processing that. If the general manager can continue to give her report, I don't have a problem with receiving a document per the request in the question with certain blackout names. It was completely outlined of what is available. I don't feel that we need to take the community's time to go into closed session.
Thank you.
If you folks decide to go into closed session,
ridiculous.
I turned over some of my time so you could ask off-budget questions before I made my budget presentation. I would like to complete my budget presentation before you consider going into closed session.
I can be quick. What I recommend, and I appreciate what you're saying, Jan, about the programming changes and maybe we need to bring this back, but I don't think this is the appropriate time to deal with that. I think programming is a massive issue, and we need to deal that when we get in a position to deal with the other matters. And like I've said repeatedly here, our real supporter is these premiums, and that's what's going to bring in the money. And that's the only thing that ever does bring in the money, and we need more of those really high-quality packages so that when we do these fund drives, we bring in a lot more money than we are. So I think that's the focus of getting money back instead of hypothesizing how much Roy or Sonali would have brought in. And I want to deal with that, and I'm not against you on that. I just don't think this is the appropriate structuring of things at the moment. I think programming is a big issue we need to get back to in a bigger way.
I'm requesting to go to closed session.
I haven't finished my presentation.
I didn't hear anything.
Second.
Okay. Legal personnel rules.
Second.
Closed session terms. Personnel terms.
Maybe put it to a vote.
Did you make a motion?
And I second.
Can I get a point of information? Point of information?
The floor is still mine, I believe.
Yes, it is.
But tell me if I'm mistaken on that. All right. Thank you. My presentation on the budget.
Thank you.
First of all, I notice in here that the Finance Committee is going to have recommendations. When I met with them on Wednesday, I asked if they could provide me with those on Thursday so I could revise the budget for you. Apparently, I haven't received them. I don't know if you have. So if you want the budget revised, we have to move quickly. The National Finance Committee is beginning the review process on Tuesday and apparently completing it a week from Tuesday. So if there are changes, we need to move very fast on those. Premises I've worked from here are that income is the same as last year. In fact, you'll notice I'm predicting a $50,000 less in income. And that's because we got a $50,000 bequest, and I'm not counting on that happening again next year. Expenses are the same unless, as I note in the right-hand margin, there's some reason to change the expenses. Okay? They're based on the actuals between October and July of this year. We don't have income reports from August or September yet, so I have not plugged those in. Now, this all gets very complicated because the former CFO has announced that the income statements that I've based this on are all wrong. That in fact, monies that were accrued in 15 were included in 16's income statement. So I'm anticipating a whole new income statement coming forward, which will change all of this. But you know that will fall on the National Finance Committee, I suspect. I don't think we'll be seeing those in time for you folks to have to deal with it. There is one note in here that really disappoints me, and I've heard a lot of complaints about this budget in a lot of different directions, but absolutely no one has mentioned the note that says that we are no longer going to provide health insurance for staff dependents. The contract with the union calls for individual health care only. We have no documentation that says we need to provide dependent care. This is, to me, the saddest part of the budget, and I'm surprised that nobody else has brought it up. A couple of things. Apparently, Kim Kaufman has done an analysis that's included in your packet. I don't know where she's seeing a net deficit for the year. It's not in any of the income statements I've seen. I suppose she's talking. Yes, ma'am?
Point of information. Kim Kaufman is. What's the role of Kim Kaufman in providing a report?
Microphone, please.
She's on the Finance Committee.
Okay, Finance Committee member?
I suppose that's a reference to the monies we owe to the national office. That's an internal debt, and we will be floating it through the next year. There's absolutely no way that we can tap that. She suggests that August and September are underestimated, and she has asked me to provide estimates for August and September. Two reasons I haven't done that. One is, this is the form that goes to the National Finance Committee and gets merged with all the other forms, so they all have to be laid out on the same basis, which is the actuals we have plus the budget for the remaining months. Okay. Now, I have put this month's arbitration settlement in the budget because that's a big sum. But please, if you want me to make estimates instead of calculations, that's a whole different budget. Okay, I can calculate based on what we spent last year. If you want me to estimate what's happening next year, that's a whole different ball of wax there. As I said, the deficits we're showing are cumulative. If we start solving them early, they won't continue throughout the year. Okay, those are not net at the end of each month, but cumulative debt. Her estimate of fund drive days is, I know for a fact, incorrect, because there are 7 days on MEMSIS where we kept the roster open because KPFA was pitching and we were getting a little bit of money from there, but we were not actively on the air pitching, so I can tell you right now, there are 7 days in her count and probably more. Very strange here. I said I will just add fund drive days to meet goals. That's not a just by any means, and that doesn't make me happy. But the next comment is that she wants the fund drive chart revised based on her numbers of 150 fund drive days. So I don't understand. Does she want more or fewer, or what fund drive days are we talking about? On the flip page under other revenue, there are a list of other income here. This year, that was all included in listener collections. I broke it out and reduced listener collections accordingly. If you'll notice, the total income estimated for the year is $50,000 less than this year. I'm not predicting more money at any point. I simply broke it out according to what I suspect we'll get, but the totals remain the same. If key fundraising personnel leaves, how will the GM replace the approximate 60% of revenue raised for the station? I don't know where she gets the 60% figure. And I want to say that every person at that station is vital for fundraising. Whether that's a board op or somebody in production or somebody in membership who ships out the premiums, there is nobody there who is more responsible for fundraising than anybody else. Okay, and I suspect the staff that struggles through the fund drives behind the scenes would be very unhappy if I told you anything else. Everybody struggles through fund drives. Let's see, I have already commented on the fact that the buyouts are part of the settlement agreement. The pension, we have made our pension payments, so that's not an issue. And the final recommendation is to come up with a plan to raise revenue with improvements for programming and on-air fundraising. I think that's a great idea, but again, I can't include it in the budget because the National Finance Committee, at least last year, and I haven't gotten instructions this year, but last year required that we show the same income as the previous year. So no matter what plans I make, they're not going to show up in the budget. For instance, we have a Greg Palast event that we'll be doing a screening of Greg Palast's new film on September 30th, October 1 and 2. Those revenues will come in October, but I gave probably $6,000. But I can't put those in the budget because they weren't there last year. Now I will take budget questions.
I have a quick, I'm a little confused. Who's the finance committee? Finance committee is Fred. Okay,
I'm chair.
You're chair of the local finance committee? Okay.
And Grace and Ken are on it.
Grace and Ken.
And Kim.
Grace and Ken were not at the meeting on Wednesday, okay. If that's the question.
Okay.
Members of the board.
There's nine official members.
Nine members. Are they all LSB members? Or
five LSB, four.
For community?
For public.
Okay.
And they never show.
And I believe we had two or three LSB members on the at the meeting on Wednesday.
Okay, so at the, I'm just concerned, at the LSB Finance Committee meetings, I'm assuming that the committee is working in conjunction with the GM in regards to the budget and making sure that we're addressing some of these concerns because we're taking an awful lot of time right. in the board meetings addressing things that probably should be addressed in the Finance Committee meetings right. so that we don't have to take this tremendous amount of time in open session to address some of these things. So I'm hoping.
But some of these questions weren't answered at the Finance Committee meeting.
Okay. And is that a matter of scheduling, or what is the issue that some of the stuff is, so much stuff seems to be coming to the LSB meeting that yeah. should be taken up in the Finance Committee meeting?
Well, just to
the stack here.
Okay. Actually, put me on the stack. I mean, there were other people who had their
Charles
hands raised
Myla
first.
Jan.
For Borco,
For the record, I believe I responded to all the questions that the Finance Committee asked me.
So
well, let me say that we only Let me say that we only got the draft budget a day before the Finance Committee meeting. So that makes it difficult to get any depth of information on what to ask questions of the GM.
Okay. The only significant change to the prior budget was that we had signed the arbitration agreement the day before. I provided the budget the day after the signing of the arbitration agreement.
Well, that's a key issue, the arbitration agreement and what the payouts are.
It is, but the rest of the expenses remain the same.
Okay, good.
And
thanks,
income.
Thanks for answering the question. Charles Reza, Myla, Tash Jan.
Okay, so I haven't been able to go into this in detail, but...
Use the mic.
Microphone.
I haven't been able to go into this in detail, but and I'm kind of new to all this finance stuff. So, but I was wondering if you could clarify something for me. I'm looking at the accounts payable September 16 document, and it shows that there's internal liabilities of $244,000 and other vendor liabilities on top of that. Total amount, $402,000. And I'm wondering,
what line is that?
Excuse me, $405,000.
That's on the income statement. That's on the income statement, Fred.
What line is that? What line item?
That is on the income statement, not the budget.
Right. This is a separate document. This is labeled AP 9/13/16, Excel.
Aging payables.
Okay. Aging payables. So my question is, are these included in the 2017 budget? Are we paying those down under your budget? And
yes, they are. You can find them on the aging payables tab, except for the money to the national office. I don't know how to do that. Okay, I just don't know how to do that.
You mean financially, you don't know how to come up with what
exactly.
We need to do it. Okay.
The outside vendors are included in the budget.
My next question is,
got 5 seconds.
If we were able to increase our per day fund drive performance by 10%, how would that affect your overall 2017 position?
Let's see, 10% of 2.845 would give us $284,000 extra. We would be able to make full payments to the national office this year and have about $84,500 left, $84,500 left over.
Thank you.
Were we on time?
Charles, what a great math test.
Mentor?
Yes.
Right? Were we on time for the segment?
Why don't you answer that?
We're good. Bella, please.
45 minutes overall, Mentor.
Yes,
how much do we have
40,
left?
45 minutes.
We have about 18 left.
Minutes.
Okay, perfect. Raisa,
we've taken 30, 15 left.
Mine left 15. Is Jan.
Who's
Mike.
Next?
Raisa. Charles,
Mike. Can you give him your mic, Leslie?
I don't need it. I talked about it.
And Mansoor, can you give Leslie that mic?
Yeah, totally.
Leslie, there were two events on different, there were two events in two different parts by a Spanish programmer and KPFK Outreach Committee. We came out with money and sent it to you. If you remember, it was more than $4,000. More than $4,000. Another thing, you know, that there was a report that Charlene Muhammad and, you know, Tandy, in the last fund drive, they made more than, you know, Sonali and other. I could open it and read it. Thank you.
Keep it.
Hi.
Was there a question?
No. Keep it over here.
Myla?
What I'd like to say to that, first of all, is yes, we owe a debt of gratitude to the Spanish language programmers. They've now brought in about $8,000 from community events, which is tremendous and very helpful.
That's not correct. Bella, don't interrupt.
It may be more.
It
was $8,000 from one event. I suspect Bella has a closer figure. I also want to personally thank Reza Poor, who regularly brings in memberships to the station, probably $5,000 or $6,000 worth this year. And I deeply appreciate that, Reza. And you don't get thanked for doing that hard work one member at a time. I really do appreciate that. And the other comment was about, I am not going to speculate or confirm at this point what one programmer makes over another programmer. There are a lot of variables in that equation, including the cost of the premium, the cost of the programmer themselves involved in that. A simple hour-to-hour comparison that doesn't include at least our expenses doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's right.
Next.
Sure.
No one has the floor.
Then I've completed my report. Thank you very much.
You have the floor, but I need silence. I don't want to have to start giving out warnings and asking people to leave. So, guys, just please. Let's just keep ourselves orderly.
Myla, Tej, Jen, Mike.
Hi, Leslie. You know, you've mentioned a couple of times that you've been unable to provide certain numbers that have been requested. And I'd like to remind you and everyone that it's the responsibility of management to provide the draft budget. And if you need help with that, I think the appropriate place to go for that help is to either the CFO, we no longer have a CFO, the national office, or the executive director.
What numbers have I failed to provide?
Well, you have stated that you've been a number of times during this meeting and other times that there are certain numbers that you were not able to provide, or just recently. So I can't be specific. You just mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. I just wanted to bring that up. And the other thing that I'd like to say to our chair is that I don't think that we're spending an inordinate amount of time on this, because one of the primary responsibilities of the local station board is to approve the budget. It's one of our most important tasks, and I think that we need to devote as much time as is needed.
10 seconds.
Thank you.
I believe the only numbers I have not provided are the corrected income statement that were given from the national office. I have, up until this month, provided those corrections on a second tab on the income statement as best as I can calculate them. I didn't do that this month for July, because I'm anticipating that the national office will make the corrections, since they've now found that there are errors.
Just to address what Myla's saying, I'm not saying don't do work, but we would like to have more work done in committee meetings instead of at the LSB meetings, because we have a lot of other things to address, and sometimes we don't get to those items because we're not working in our committees appropriately. That's the issue.
But if you do look at your June income statement, you'll see on the second tab what I believe are those improperly accrued expenses.
Tej, Jen, and Michael.
Can you give them your mic? Michael.
Thank you. I kind of have a combination. I needed a point of information regarding the six-minute question from Ms. Goodman. If I heard correctly, that you said that it was the finances of the station that were more important than building a listening audience, because that would take more time. Was that correct?
I said I didn't say at this store. Wait a minute, may I answer?
Okay.
She's asking.
That was my point of information, then I have a comment.
Okay, so point of information. May I respond? Okay. What I meant was, at the rate we're going, we're not going to have a station in a year because of these. Because of the deficits that are building up, we need to have income is very important. We can have the best programs in the world, but if we don't have a radio station broadcasting, then it's like all for nothing. So we have to pay our staff, we have to pay all of our bills, and that's what I meant.
Okay,
and of course, all within the mission. That's the most important part. I mean, we could make money by selling GM advertising, but I'm not implying that.
Okay. Tej has 10 seconds left on this segment with Jan.
Okay, so
response.
There was 6 minutes.
And a half.
Motion to extend
my question is for the general manager this time. As I understand, as a volunteer programmer, I do have a full-time job. I'm an LAUSD teacher. So my hours and dedication, along with the rest of the 99% of us there, give thanks our volunteer broadcasters. And so I understand that, you know, with all these graduates with the People's School of Broadcasting, I'm sure there's a very strong value in their production. And I know that we're looking at salaries and finances, and we're also looking at free speech. And it's interesting that the mission statement was tagged in there at the end instead of at the forefront. So in keeping with the Lewis Hill and his mission statement for Pacifica, as a representative teaching in South Central this year, who's taught in East LA as well, who brings my students to the radio station, I know you may not have it in a budget line or somewhere, but is there any kind of words or response that you have of the value of volunteer programmers? Because I know Radio Free Georgia can run their budget on about 6 programs.
Let me say this. KPCC and KCRW which some members of this body and the public like to compare to KPFK, run on 8 times our budget, $22 million, $23 million. The difference between our $22.8 million budget and $22 million is due to the unpaid staff and volunteers. That is our greatest resource. And financially, we have to figure out a way, honestly, and I don't know the accounting behind this, to give ourselves some credit for that. The in-kind donations at this station are what make this station survive. If every unpaid staff member walked off the air, we would be left with about 130 unfilled hours.
Sharon.
Every show, paid or unpaid, every hour of programming takes 10 to 15 hours to produce. Every unpaid staff member knows that. That is the weekly contribution of our unpaid staff. Multiply the hours they fill on the air by 10, 12, 15 hours.
This is 4 minutes on Tej with responses.
And these are the hours that we're having donated to the station. Thank you.
All right. Michael. Okay. Thank you. Jan. Was Fred?
Well, I think we were going in a circle here.
We have Michael, Fred, Jan. And that's it. Do you want a mentor?
This is my property. Did you get one?
Control the crowd.
Yeah, I'll have to apologize on behalf of the National Finance Committee. We've been trying to grapple with the overall larger financial picture, which is much more dismal at some other stations than here at KPFK. Also, we lost our chair because Brian Edwards Tiekert has resigned from the KPFA local station board from his position as a staff member and from the PNB. I've had a couple of motions pending at the committee for a while, and I think there is interest at the national level actually in concrete plans for increasing revenue. So I think it might be, this document is what it is, but I do think that going forward we have to figure out specific ways in which we can increase the revenue. The other motion I do have pending is trying to have all the station budgets reflect at least a 20% pay down in back central services to try to stabilize the national office financial picture. So, again, those have not been passed. They're not policy at this point, and I don't know when, if or when they will be. But I think that we do need to think seriously as we go into the next fiscal year about increasing revenues. I think some of the ways we could do that are by increasing...
10 seconds.
Okay, thank you. 10 seconds. Increasing... sustainers, which the local station board is mandated by the PNB to try to find additional sustainers, and by looking at methods of social media fundraising, the text to donate, paying for podcasts and so on.
In response to that, I have a couple of ideas that I'm floating in my head for increasing revenue. I have to confirm they're possible. However, the question of podcasting has become a bit problematic because we've been informed by the national technician that we can't monetize that. So we're going back and forth between that person and legal to try and figure that out. I'm hoping that falls on our side of the equation. I will be happy to work with you in any way you can see to improve this budget and make it more palatable to the National Finance Committee. I know it's a difficult one. We haven't been given directives on how to handle this, so I'm working with last year's directives. If those change, please let me know.
Thank you, Fred. Jan.
Okay, I'm going to ask.
We only have about 2 minutes left? 3 minutes?
Okay. Okay, I have two questions. The first one is fairly simple, and as I'm looking at the budget here, the gross salaries I notice are about actually $100,000 larger for 2017 than they are for 2016, even though 2017 is going to have fewer paid staff. And in 2016, the paid staff were on reduced salaries for half the year, or 4 or 5 months. Can you answer why the salaries are $100,000 larger in 2017?
Because we were on a half salary and then 80% for most of last year. If you'll look at 2015, you'll notice that they're about the same.
Okay, and I'm not sure if Jan asked this question. I wasn't listening that closely in the beginning of the meeting. But I noticed that on central services, and this is the combined central services of both national office and PRA, that for 2017, you've cut out $200,000 of the central services payments from what they are in 2016. They haven't. The National Finance Committee has not reduced central services requirements, but you've cut out $200,000. And we know from what's happening this year that's a disaster for the national office and for Pacifica.
Okay. If there's a question,
I think this is important enough that she should answer it.
I'll be happy.
Do you want to extend time?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Second. Any objections? Okay. Exemplified.
First of all, I'm not reducing PRA. If you'll notice in there, I'm keeping PRA the same. I am reducing national office expenses because the arbitration failure in the amount of about $200,000 falls squarely on the ED at the time in July and August, who didn't provide the financials to the union. I don't see why this station should eat it, cut our air conditioning, cut our trash collection, why we should... We're down to bare bones now. I just cut our trash collection from 5 to 3 days a week. We're making those kinds of adjustments around the station. Given that the ED last summer, who is not the ED now, failed to provide the company books to the union per the union's request and my repeated nagging, I don't see why this station should be the one to take that hit.
I was going to, may I suggest that let Kim Kaufman make comments because her name was brought up as a finance committee.
Public comments.
I'll bring a public comment. Public comments.
Bella can make comments. Public.
Okay.
But she's part.
No, not now.
I'm not.
Not yet, guys. So we have Jan, and do you have?
I was going to say just because she's part of the finance committee.
Comment. Well, we can hear from her public comments.
You got 7 minutes.
So I think we have a couple more minutes. Okay. Do we have Charles and then Jan?
What vote is your regarding?
Monsieur, okay, give you 30 seconds of your mind.
So,
are you done?
Jan, Charles
yes.
has the floor.
Under other,
Jan,
under
Jan, Charles
yes.
has the floor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you said.
To continue on Fred's point for a moment, I understand your reasoning by which you came to that conclusion about shifting those expenses to national. To what extent is it your understanding that national is in agreement with your assessment and they will undertake those expenses?
I have no idea. And if you have a better suggestion, I'll take that too.
Well, have you been in conversation with them?
Yes.
Okay, and is there any results of those conversations?
No.
Okay. So
they've been involved in the budget process from the time I produced the first budget till now. I have been in ongoing discussions. They know what I am proposing, and I have not gotten a formal objection.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I won't, believe me, okay? I'm not saying they're in agreement at all. I'm saying I have not gotten a formal objection.
I'm just going to make this comment, which is that, considering we're already in arrears in terms of financial services to national, and national's probably in worse shape than KPFK is, It seems that that might rebound back onto us to try and deal with those expenses.
10 seconds.
And if so, we should try and form a contingency plan to meet those expenses.
If you can figure out how to do that, or help me figure it out, I'd be happy to. I would also probably entertain a motion from the National Finance Committee that said if we actually do have more income, that say even 70% of it goes to the national office. You know, I am not completely inflexible here, but I have to provide a balanced budget. If it is based on known income and known expenses, that's the only way I can do it. Now, those parameters, those premises change, the budget changes. And there was some confusion last year with the budget. People were suggesting that the budget that was passed by the finance, the National Finance Committee, was not the budget approved by the LSB. That is correct. Okay, we are going to plug in the actuals for August and September, for instance. That will change the figures necessarily. Okay, there will be other expenses that come through the pipeline that may have to be added in. There may be other sources of income. For instance, if this process goes into October, the Greg Palast event will suddenly become part of the budget. So whatever you propose here today will necessarily change. And you're going to come back and, you know, maybe somebody will say to me, this isn't the budget we passed, and you're right.
I think that's time. Great. All right, that was time for the segment, so.
Public comment.
Public comments, thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you, Leslie Radford.
For doing an incredible job wearing so many hats.
Big slant in the queue.
You're on, Bella.
Public comments, 15 minutes. Okay. You got it, Lindsay?
Tell me when I'm on.
You're on.
I gave everybody. Hello, ladies.
Can we end the conversation, please?
You've spent 15 seconds.
Can I be retimed, please?
No.
Thank.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Who said a request?
Really?
Let's just review the hello.
Bella, give me 1 second before you begin. I would think that we would respect our community members who come here in support of the station. So let's just be civil toward each other and try to maintain a level of dignity in here.
90 seconds.
No, it's public comment time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Bella. No.
I want her time restored.
Okay,
you don't have
the floor right now.
It is, Charles.
Okay. I gave each and every one of you 2 pages. Which I don't have time to read right now. It comes from the Association of Spanish Language Programming at KPFK, or better known in Spanish as APE, APE. So each one will have one. And they have raised in just very short time, since May, very short time, with little cooperation to no cooperation from this board, $13,300. Now, this is via 3 events, one large, one medium, one small. And not availability on the website to sell tickets at every one of those opportunities. I want you to take the time and read the reasons why nationwide radio is suffering, and not to think that incompetency of programming is a source of the dismay of KPFK. But from the Spanish language programming. It is the very programmers, volunteers, that go into the station, that go out into the community, exposing the station to these communities to build the bridges that our mission demands. Then I want to talk about the fact that at the Finance Committee, I prepare a spreadsheet. I gave them copies, and I've given copies to other people that are interested in this, regarding the numbers that were plugged on the website kpfk.org by the GM, and I took those numbers to show where the monthly expenditures go into.
Time.
We don't have to reinvent the wheel. So do the work and look at that. Thank you.
Thank you. And guess what?
How much more time do I have? Thank you.
90 seconds each.
Give me one second.
Cat
yeah,
fights.
Sure. I got a leg.
White supremacist.
You're running. Whoa. Guys, you know what? I'm going to start clearing the room. Everyone's the next out of order disruption, Tez, included in this side of the room. I'm just going to start giving out warnings. And guess what? On your third one, you get to leave the meeting. And we probably will suspend you for a few if we can get, you know, the LSB to vote in. Because we're adults here. Like, really? This is what we have to deal with on Sundays? Like, really? Wow. I'm not impressed one bit. As a matter of fact, I'm at the level of disgust. I don't even expect kindergartens to behave like this. And anyone who wants to sit in this chair and deal with this, you're more than welcome to have it. It's ridiculous. And for those of you who have children, really, if you saw your kids behaving like this, what would you have to say to them? We're supposed to be an example here. Especially those of us who are sitting at this table. We're here to be an example. So let's start acting like one. Thanks, Cam. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. First of all, we used to actually have full LSB meetings to deal only with the budget. And we'd go down line by line by line. So we're doing a quickie here today. And I'm sorry, the Finance Committee, I provided my comments based on that meeting, but, you know, when you get a budget less than, you know, 5 hours before the meeting, it's tough to go through it all. I would maintain that the chart that I said is correct. I sent the GM all the supporting documentation. She's basing her budget on 134 days this year when they were 150. This needs to be corrected. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's wrong. But we need to lay out the numbers and find out how many days were there today, this year? 50, 150, or 134? It's not a, you know, he said, she said. This is all documented. I maintain I'm correct. I would love somebody to show me where I'm wrong.
20 seconds.
These other expenses, her, it's about $300,000 or $400,000 of overestimation of revenue. I mean, what I said here, all those extra line items, there's been no documentation of revenue for the last year. You can't put in this new revenue. It comes out of listener support and it's in the formula. Wait a minute. So we spent $200,000 because the ED did not send the financial documents to the union. Wait a minute. How much of a penalty is KPFK paying because this IED did not send that documents? No, this it didn't happen until after John Prophet was gone, Michael.
Thank you.
John Prophet was long gone. The arbitration went on until April.
Thank you, Kim. If you want to speak again, just get back in line. No, this is public comment time. Thank you.
Because I'm not finished, and there's more stuff that you need to know before you take a vote.
Okay, let's just get back in the queue. We have 15 minutes for public comments. Who's next? Rosemary.
First of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for serving. I hope most of you become more adult-like and stop attacking each other, stop attacking the GM. I mean, that's really important. We want a station that runs, and we want a station that's civil. And when I was doing my forum for running for the election, people called in and complained about how uncivil this LSB can be. And so that's very important that you guys realize that. The main reason I stood up in the first place was to complain about the lack of copies of the agenda. As a community member, I come in and I have no idea what the agenda is because all this year there's been very few copies provided. The reason has been the expense of the paper. I think the station would be able to provide the paper if you guys went down to the station and printed the copies there. So I don't think that's any excuse at all. In terms of what Kim said about the IED, that is not true. John Prophet was the one who was supposed to provide the information to the union before Leslie even came in. So it's not the IED who's responsible, it was John Prophet. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be a little less dramatic. I agree that the LSB did have a separate budget meeting. Members of the LSB remember that. Sometimes it would be here, sometimes it would be elsewhere. And whole meeting with nothing on the agenda but discussing the budget, all the line, the extreme detail. It's an extra evening, but it's worthwhile, and it was usually very well attended by the public, too. Housekeeping note. The approved minutes of this board are the main way you're going to figure out who has been on this board, who leaves, and who arrives. From these, the way these minutes are laid out, I can't tell who's on the board. The minutes should include who's present, absent, and excused. You have to list the absent members, or you have no way of knowing who's on the board. Also, in the first line, Secretary Jaime Gomez. Is that an LSB member or not? I can't tell. When I made the minutes, you include a line that says, also present. And I included my name as also present, the secretary. You have to make, this is the only, if you have to go back and reconstruct the membership of this board, these minutes are it. And if you don't list who's absent, then you're guessing. And then we don't know who's on the board and who has to leave. And thank you.
So I was just wondering, with all the professionals that were elected to the LSB and all the stuff about raising money and bringing money into the station, unfortunately, you guys have not brought one penny into the station as a board. In regards to the Pacifica National Board, I was on it when John Proffitt was requested by the union to provide those financials, and he did not. He was derelict.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention something real quick, if I may. Thank you. Cooperatives. I recently attended six sessions, workshops on cooperatives. And there are seven principles worldwide that were adopted in 1995 worldwide. Cooperatives, international adopted principles. Number one, radical inclusion. Two, democratic. Member economic and participation. Autonomy and independence, education, training, and information ongoing, cooperation within, among other cooperatives nationwide, and concern for community. Those principles are in line with the mission statement, so think about them.
Thank you.
There's still some time for this?
No, sir.
The reason I've asked the GM, and I'm not attacking the GM, I'm attacking the numbers that she's provided for estimates for August and September is because the numbers she put in there, you can eyeball them and see that they have no, she just put last year's budget numbers in there, and you can eyeball them and see they have no connection to what our financials are for this whole year. Just an eyeball. And that's unacceptable, honestly. It's hilarious that they're trying to blame John Proffitt for not sending the financials. This arbitration didn't even start until months later. That is awesome. I wonder what John Proffitt will say about that, because the negotiations went on for months and months and months. There was plenty of opportunity to send those financials before they went into arbitration.
30 seconds.
All right. Why is personnel charges going under admin costs when there is a line item for personnel costs that does is where we put the ads that are placed for personnel searches? That's how you do a budget. I mean, it gets separated out in the audit. Why not put it in the financial reports? Unless there's something that somebody's trying to hide. I don't know.
10 seconds.
Okay. The only other thing is, the thing that we found out at the finance meeting is all these community events that Bella was speaking about, actually significant parts of that revenue came in through our on-air fund drives. I did not know that. I'd like to see that documentation.
That is a lie. $2,000 came through, not $13,300.
I didn't say it was 13. I just said there.
Bella, take your throw down with Kim outside.
She has given
take it outside.
The wrong information. I need to make that correction.
No, you don't. You don't have the floor.
She lies all the time. Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to be a security guard.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep.
She's
given the wrong information to your board, to this board. I have to stand up and defend that. I know
just
the numbers
the rest of us.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
And that's a warning to Bella. Still public comment.
We got five more minutes here, Sharon.
And I can clarify that. I think I went to one of the Opia music events, John, and it was great.
Thank you.
Bella, no.
Is Till public comment?
Takes a lot. No.
She's in charge.
I need to clarify what you can hold it.
No, you don't.
Huh?
Two comments.
We need for the room to be calm before we can continue. So as soon as we can get some order in the room, we can continue. It's really just that simple.
I specifically said that during the three, each and every one of those three events that were planned, only one of them had the opportunity to sell tickets online. Only one of them, and that was the Oaxacan event. I take that back. The Oaxacan event was 100% came in late, because by the time the GM was able to do the hookup at on the website, we were only able to raise $2,000 through the programs themselves on air. And then we went right into Fund Drive, so that even cut down the opportunity to raise funds over. So that already debunks what she has just said, Kim Kaufman. The second event, again, we were not able to get the hookup because it was such a short notice for the event. And the third one, forget about it. So only $2,000 of the $13,300 that was raised through small donations, small membership and donations on the website. And when Fred Blair, which I explained to him, he will never find a deposit for $2,000. Why? Because they came in sprinkles. They came in intervals. People saying, oh, yes, I'll buy for me and my wife, for me and my partner, whatever. So it could have been $25, $45, $55. And that's how those $2,000 came in. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, I explained that at the recent Finance Committee.
We still got time. I just want to say, overall, this is a budget that this LSB should not approve, and should ask for clarifications of some of the discrepancies that came up here today, such as how many fund drive days is she basing it on, and where is this revenue really coming from? Because I maintain there's several hundred thousand dollars. You cannot approve a budget that has cuts to central services. That is for the National Office or the National Finance Committee to determine that. That's another reason you cannot approve this budget. So I'm hoping that you will recommend changes and then see a second draft. And I think that's, this is the most important job of the year, how they're gonna pay the bills. So I do think you need to spend the time and, patience. I know it's boring for some people, but this is the most important thing. How are they going to pay the bills? How are we going to pay the paid staff? I mean, we still have paid staff who does make the station get on the air. And I do have a question about not paying dependents. And that should be another issue that you all talk about. But it's all I can do.
Okay, great. Thank you.
40 seconds to the segment?
Yeah.
We got less than a minute of the segment, Sharon.
Okay, perfect. Did you want to speak? Okay, we have one more.
Good morning or afternoon, everybody. My name is Khalid Abdul Al-Aleem. I'm current candidate for the LSB this year, and was a former LSB member in 2009. So I look forward to coming back, and I see a lot of ways in which I can offer my, I wouldn't say expertise, but my assistance. My first question is there a comparison of what Kim was talking about in reference to what Leslie was up here talking about? So I want to know, has the LSB here actually got a chance to make those comparisons to find out, in actuality, where are we in terms of the pensions and the dependent funding, and who is actually bringing in money?
Thank you.
We're out of time in the segment.
No, we have time for this segment.
Okay.
Okay, next item, order of business is, are the PMB director's reports. You're absolutely right. Announcements. So 5 minutes for announcements. I believe Tej, you wanted to...
I don't know if somebody was going to read the announcements. I wanted to... I wanted to make a public announcement regarding community support to please look out for programs to support especially the students and the youth in the community against FBI guidelines to prevent violent extremism on campuses, using terrorism as a way to cross between amendments on coming from a public sector into an educational sector onto our campuses, blaming our young female students as most likely to carry out acts, that they have an FBI gaming certificate where kids can become vigilantes, and that there's $10 million of grants going to different school districts. So I wanted to bring that awareness as an announcement that there are a couple programs have covered it. Uprising, Asafo Edition, Freedom Now has covered it. You can join Stop LAPD Spying Coalition. There's a lot of information there. We need to make sure that our youth have their voices. As elders here who are also here have known what the FBI has done to the community and their attack on the youth at this point, we need to be vigilant.
Thank you. Michael Reza.
Yeah, there'll be an event here this Saturday, the 24th, commemorating the Grito de Jayuya, which was the Puerto Rican independence against Spain. It'll be taking place, I believe, from 1 to 6 p.m. Here with food, dancing, speakers, also raising the question of the freedom of Puerto Rican political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivero, who's been imprisoned for more than 34 years and is aging. President Obama would have the option to pardon or offer him clemency before the end of his own term in office. And also, White People for Black Lives is planning an event either for late October or early November around the whole question of political prisoners, including Leonard Peltier, Oscar Lopez Rivera, Motula Shakur, and others. That's part of the Courage Against Racism series. Takes place at the Pasadena United, Unitarian Universalist Church. The exact date hasn't been set yet, either late October, early November.
Where? In Pasadena.
Pasadena Unitarian Universalist Church.
Thank you. Reza?
Tej, could you report about the Black Panthers Party, breakfast?
Okay. Also, so coming up in October in Oakland is the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. I believe it's October 22nd happening in Oakland. So there will be people up there from KPFA. Also, we're supporting here from Los Angeles. You can go to www.bpp50th.com. That's bpp50th.com for details and giving support to our brothers and sisters for all their great work.
Okay, Myla?
Well, I think Reza. Reza?
Yeah.
That was it? No. Okay.
Thank you.
Myla?
I just wanted to add to what Jay just added, that there's going to be a panel, a Rainbow Coalition panel, the original Rainbow Coalition, the Young Patriots, the Young Guards, and the Black Panthers. The Young Patriots was a white radical formation that patterned themselves after the Black Panther Party.
Thank you. Jamie?
Yeah, also I just wanted to note that on the minutes it states that the outreach committee meets on September 22nd. That was changed to September 29th.
Thank you, Jim. Are there any other announcements?
Real quickly, at Dorsey High School on the 29th of month, there will be a Black Lives Matter in conjunction with Schools LA Students Deserve meeting outside. Approximately 5:30, 6 o'clock. We're inviting everybody to come on out. It's going to be a panel, not necessarily a demonstration or rally. It will be a panel discussing about the terrorism that's going on, not only in black and brown communities, but what's happening in our schools with local school police. So I encourage everybody to come on out there. And
Dorsey
High School.
Tell them where it is.
Their exposition line goes right there.
We can Google it. Thank you, Bill.
Metro, Farmdale, Blue Line, right there.
Thank you.
5 minutes.
Okay, that's time for the segment. Next order of business, PNB Director's Report.
Can we take 2 minutes break?
Yeah.
Gold Line.
Where are we on time? What time is it?
It's
so we're about 12, midway.
12,
so
12.
Yeah, it's 12, about 12, 11. Why don't we take a
3 minutes?
4 minutes?
Oh, come on.
Let's reconvene at 12:20.
You'll be lucky to get him back in 5.
12:15.
Come on. 12:15.
Let's reconvene at 12:15.
Okay, we have a clock that
we
now look
at. Yes, we voted on 1:30.
12:15 would give us 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
3 minutes. 3 minutes, Jen.
Well, we did. And by the way, Jen invited me to her and
yeah, that's what you do. You review the image. But it's like.
Well, I think a lot of people aren't happy with the arbitration numbers not being part of it. Just for KPFK?
Look at the economic figures.
And overall, it's 100,000.
Well, take just all I know is
family and poverty.
You can see it right here. First of all, there's 200,000.
They drive better services. They've been maybe some. I taught at 30 years ago now. I know something about her now. They're all in the back.
But you're saying the 187.
You're
saying 187 here, and you're saying 7.3.
Yes, we have two ways to increase that income. They have to raise it somewhere. The mandate actually from
either went through it or
was not.
Do not. I don't care what you need to do. You make it stand in the corner. But look around you. No one else can run this. No one.
I know, I hear. I think we should all
so you make it stand in the damn corner.
15 minutes. that chair each for punishment.
But look around, no one else can do this. You're doing a wonderful job.
I came up with this criteria in the program.
French is allocating to a quarter of a million of central services over here.
Don't forget that there's also
aren't we behind like 2 million essential services? Isn't it much larger than that? It's like 7 million. No, I was only talking about KPFK. I thought we were a couple of million. But what are you saying about essential services here? Isn't she allocating for 236 development expenses? That's essential services? But she's already allocating a quarter of a million. Isn't it about what we're saying here?
No, we're paying 450.
Now I see where that
means. Actually, we're paying. She's got 238. We were paying 450. And what that was is we were paying $38,000 for a national office, almost $5,000. So it came out, we were paying $41,000. So she's got it down here for 4 months at $30,000. And then she's got 8 months here for $22,000. But you can't do that. You can't take
What would fix the crisis?
No, they're running cigarettes and they say,
I think we need to borrow money to get it back to the level again.
People
who are turnaround specialists.
How much more expensive is that?
Really needs to be.
Those people don't come clean.
That's why I'm thinking. That's why I just wanted to turn around.
We're not going to do it on
I think we are. I think we can earn our way out of it.
I would just refer to the premiums.
The
way you earn your way out.
That's great. If there's a sterling, shining person who's better than Leslie, I'm all for it. But until that happens, until that magic moment happens,
she's driving this into the ground.
I find it hard to blame her. But maybe my
this is mine.
My
problem is that we only got these financials on Tuesday. I haven't really digested them all and got everything looked at.
Right.
So I've written up a draft.
Whenever
you
come down to the
air. You're going to send out the LSV email?
When I have a place, I'm going to send it out. Great.
Thank you for keeping up those good emails. Give us an idea what's going on. Oh, okay.
I spent all of yesterday writing this up. Basically, the things that I need to really finish up on are the budget analysis and assumptions.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's conflict if I use the app.
And this is kind of.
But on my laptop, I go to the website. I'm always getting locked down.
This is very tentative. I was going
to
change.
Okay, maybe I can look at it and give it back to you.
This is my only copy.
Well, I'll give it back to you. Can I look at it, give it some opinion, give it back to you by the the end of the meeting.
Well,
just email it to me when you've got something, or if you want comments, I'll put it together. I'd be happy to help you on that too. I've got some.
Okay. I'll explain. What? Yes.
No, you're first. Go ahead. It's easier for you to wait.
Oh, no.
It's 12:20. We said we'd get back at 12:15. We reconvene and move this along.
Why, you got a life? Relax. Let it be announced.
This meeting ends at 1:30.
I'm only being conservative because just in case something changes.
I'm leaving at 1:30, whatever happens.
So you'll be leaving very soon. This is
good.
The person
listening to your fucking idiotic commentary through the whole meeting.
The Oh, who's that? Oh,
I don't want to make noise.
proud of being there.
You know what were horrible was that epidemic that I lived through of wind chimes.
Are we all here?
I don't understand
that. All right.
I dream of the negative energy.
I'm sorry.
Monsieur, did you make the strategic meeting on Wednesday?
Ready, steady, go. Can we take our seats?
All right, let's call the meeting back to order.
Thank you for the break.
Next order of business, we have director's report. Alexander is not here, so we'll move on to Goodman.
Oh, okay. Well, the most significant thing that's happened on the national level is that,
the most significant thing that has happened on the national level is that our CFO, Sam Agarwal, has resigned. This is, I think, devastating to the network. He was extremely honest, competent, and forthcoming, and really was a bellwether in telling us where we really stood in terms of finances and what we really needed to do. There were a lot of people on the national board who did not like that, and there was a move, an apparent move, to try to get him to leave, which included starting a review process of him at 6 months when his contract said he was supposed to be reviewed in a year. And ultimately, he saw which way the wind was blowing, and he resigned. And he got no support for all of the things. He got very little support. He got some support from some national board members, including myself. But he did not have the support of the national office or the national directors, and so he resigned. This has left a very big hole in our management structure. We have a part-time volunteer executive director, interim executive director, and we have nobody running the finances. And one of the big things, of course, that he really pushed, Sam Agarwal pushed, was having all of the stations having a business manager, including KPFK, which he authorized and requested and ordered that we hire a business manager in Los Angeles. And as it turns out, as we heard today, not even an ad in the LA Times was placed in this entire 9 months. And it's pretty outrageous that this never happened. The other news on the national board is that we need a recovery plan, have needed a recovery plan of how we're going to get out of our financial distress. Our interim executive director presented a recovery plan which was passed, although it didn't actually have the items necessary to actually recover. And it had many assumptions, like have the business managers do this and that, but we don't even have a business manager in Los Angeles. And it didn't actually say how, in fact, we were going to get more revenue other than sending out the only revenue enhancement that I can remember was sending out fundraising letters, which I think is a great idea. But other than that, it doesn't actually give a path to recovery. So, and the national board has been struggling. Many of us have been trying to have discussions on the finances and what we're going to do about changing our direction and so forth, and the national board continues to have to be so dysfunctional that the agendas take up half of the time that the meeting is supposed to take up, and then points of order and so forth takes up another quarter of the time, so that we have never actually gotten down to the brass tacks of actually discussing how we are going, what we're going to do, what creative ways we are going to get out of the spiral, the downward spiral that we're in, and to move forward.
20 seconds.
And just so everybody can feel good about ourselves, our meetings here are cordial in comparison to the national meetings. So it's not a very great report, but that's what it is. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. We're going to break the 5 minutes of question and answers.
Oh, no, Michael, no.
Why don't we do we want to do it at the end, or do you want to do it each director if people...
It's going to combine it.
Yeah.
Combine, okay.
I'd like
so,
first.
Michael, thank you, Jan.
The sign? Yeah. The PNB did approve a proposed financial recovery plan asked for by the auditors that was presented by the interim ED, Lydia Brazon, which has several different points, including trying to work on restoring CPB eligibility, which obviously would be a major revenue increase if and when we can do that. Getting evaluations of the station properties, or the foundation's properties, physical properties in terms of the stations, and also the value of the various business materials, the archives, and the licenses in order to be able to apply for mortgages. Improving the web service nationally and locally, possibility of starting an internet station in Chicago, looking at reopening the question of a lease management agreement for the station in New York, WBAI, and deadlines on cash flow plans from the various stations. They also adopted a couple of motions I put forward as action items to direct the IED to begin the national fundraising mailings with available funds to test their efficacy, and to have all the stations prioritize payroll, insurance, and central services payments over any other payables. The PNB has also adopted a couple of other measures I proposed, one of which I reported on last month, but I haven't seen much implementation yet, and that was to have local station boards assist with fundraising in two areas. One was all the local station boards and board members to seek sustainers for their stations, and also to help identify individuals who might make short-term, no-interest loans to the national office to finance the fundraising mailings. I myself have offered $2,000 towards that, and I would urge other members of this board to carry out that mandate from the PNB as quickly as possible, both to increase the funding for this station and to increase the ability of the national office to raise funds outside of central services.
Thank you, Michael. We'll have the treasurer's report by Fred Blair.
I should mention that I did email the board that the paperwork on those motions that were adopted by the PNB, including the recovery plan.
Again, I have to apologize to the LSB that I don't have a completed treasurer's report for this month. Again, the main problem was getting the financial information only in the last 5 or 6 days, and trying to digest that and understand where things are. So I will be getting people out this report electronically by email in the next, hopefully in the next couple of days. One thing that Jan left off of at the national level is that one of the directors from Berkeley has resigned, Brian Edwards Tiekert. He's also the national board's treasurer and therefore the chair of the National Finance Committee. So he's now off, and that's a big loss to Pacifica. He ran the National Finance Committee in a very smart and businesslike fashion. Losing him and our CFO Sam Agarwal I think very devastating for Pacifica at this point in time. I won't just reiterate the financial numbers that I put down for KPFK. Again, our bank balance is about $122,000, according to Leslie, as of last Friday. I don't know if that included payroll payments or not, but our monthly expenses are normally about $223,000 a month. So that money is not going to last very long. And there's some issue about being able to make payroll at the end of September. Everybody's probably heard that the status of the 2014 audit is again in limbo. The CFO has said the CFO did make a payment to our auditors, and which released a draft version of that audit, but because the auditors are demanding a financial recovery plan, they're not releasing the audit to the public at this point, which will cause us problems with our attempts to get loans from banks. Has all kinds of implications. I guess we'll have to wait from the auditors to find out what they think of our ED's financial recovery plan. Was that passed by the PNB?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm sort of winging this, so and I'm not going to say anything about the business manager that hasn't already been said. The summer fund drive, the last one that took 2 weeks in September, averaged about $19,000 a day, which is actually our lowest amount in the last year or so, which is not good news. And I'm very critical of the chart that Leslie's provided us with for fundraising next year in terms of daily averages the actual amounts that we will make on the pledges. I don't agree with 92% on that in that chart. From looking at the MEMSIS reports for the last 5 years, we've averaged about 85% fulfillment rates. So it looks like that's padding the income levels. My main analysis of and criticism of this budget that we presented is in terms of the fact that Leslie has cut out $200,000 in central service payments. All that does is really move our debt around and put it on somebody else's, put it on somebody else's table. In this case, in the national office, which we've seen has been a disaster. So that's my main reason for recommending that we reject this budget at this time until it's returned with more realistic numbers. I don't think I need much more. I can take up much more time.
I think I've said what I have to say, and I thank everybody.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, so, we'll now open it up for questions for the
This is
directors.
Questions to both the directors and treasurer?
Yes.
To everybody?
Yes.
It's a draft.
Do you have any questions? Mansoor?
Fred, why do you say we should not approve the budget being presented?
I think on the income numbers, saying that we can replicate what we did this year, next year, may be true, but the income is at least $500,000 below what we need to be able to retire some of our more critical debts and really operate the station properly. I mean, we're just basically operating right now hand to mouth. What money comes in goes out immediately for payroll, for critical liabilities. That's, we're really not making any progress at this point. And the fact that the number of fund drive days has gone up to 150, and I back Kim on what I counted up the number of fund drive days this fiscal year using different documents that I have in my archive, and I came up with basically 150 days. That's a death spiral. That's driving the station into the ground. I'm sure it's exhausting the staff, and it's really a symptom of the bigger problem, is that we're not bringing in enough money to keep this organization alive.
Thank you. Tej, Steve, and Roberta.
I have a point of information. I'm kind of confused on what is a report and what is your opinion on certain things that you're stating.
Tej, I can't hear you.
Okay. I was just kind of concerned on which facts are part of the treasurer's report and which are part of the treasurer's opinion. During this time that you're speaking.
Well,
and my question is, can you repeat what the, because you said you gave a complete analysis regarding the number, and I want to ask you the topic of the $19,000 a day, and you said within the last year. And I think it's, you know, when there's a new management and other financial responsibilities, you know, the kind of work that goes into it to say that the institution is on the shoulders, and you're a math person as well, so I know you can do the calculus on looking at the weight of all of that in one moment, and I think that, so to throw in your opinion on that kind of report is...
Can I answer?
Yes.
The $19,000 a day average is not an opinion, it's a fact. I've looked at the fund drive statistics. I have the fund drive statistics. Unfortunately, and I've complained about the fact that management has not been providing fund drive statistics on a timely manner. I've gotten them through other means, and I won't go into that. But I have fund drive statistics going back 5 years, and I have fund drive statistics when Leslie started as general manager. The first fund drives were, again, disappointing, I think about $20,000 a day. Then the fund drives went up in February and April and May, I think February, April, and May, to about $22,000 a day. And now we've gone back down to $19,000, which is disappointing and is part of the problem.
Steve? There was a mention of a financial recovery plan that was adopted. At the national board level, is that true, Fred?
Yes. Last Thursday.
Do we have any details about what this financial recovery plan was?
Well, I've actually read it over, and I think I'm not sure if Lydia sent it out. Lydia wants to say something. She's the.
Please. Oh, okay. Have you sent it out to the LSB yet?
Yes, Michael did.
Yeah, oh. I sent it.
Well, was it last week, Mike?
No, you should have it today.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. That's all I had to say.
But do I have the floor, if I may?
I'm done.
I think you addressed something, too, so allow her to answer.
Yeah. May I speak?
Do you have the floor?
Yes.
Okay. So a couple of points. I came back to the PMB in 2011. The auditor, based on finances from 2010,
9, and 8 gave us a going concern, meaning this was Ross Wisdom, and he did it in an open session. And he did not believe...
Can you hear the floor, please?
Okay, and so since then we have had this bleak picture, and it became more pronounced, obviously, when we did not produce the CPB reports in a timely fashion for reasons that I won't go into because they do touch on some personnel issues. But anyway, even when we were at the top of our game at KPFK, 28,000 listeners, members rather, 28,000 members, 10-day drives raising $1 million a drive, we still were dependent on CPB funding of a couple hundred thousand dollars or more. So when I have spoken to people that have been involved since the beginning of Pacifica, they said at the very beginning you had multimillionaires, people that invented products and, you know, they could sustain us for a long time. When that was gone, we became reliant on CPB. We have never, to my knowledge, other than when the station started at KPFA and we're just a small community station, we have never been able to sustain Pacifica without another avenue of income and support. Okay, that's been the truth. Ever since I have been back on the board in 2011, regardless of which side was the majority, all of the recommendations have been... you increase programming here and there and whatever. And over a period of time, one or two stations were specific, including KPFK and KPFT, in terms of a dwindling membership. Right now, everybody's membership is down. Everybody is having longer fund drives. So you can't just say it's poor programming and it's only going to be programming. I think programming is essential. That's what we do. There's no question about that. But it can't only be that. And it has to be action items. So as some of you know, that I bought a sample of NPR and PBS lists in order to go outside of the people that are constantly being asked for money. We haven't been able to raise enough money to send out the mailer. I have the letter, basically. I've got the quotes from the printer and the mailing house. It's $15,000 for the mailing house. So altogether, it'll be about... $25,000 or less for that first mailing. The full list is $2.9 million, and this is from the five signal areas, lists from the five signal areas. So that's something tangible. The year before I became IED, the board tasked the former executive director with looking at mortgages based on our real estate property. And, of course, it's not just finishing the audit. Your financials have to look decent, for one thing. Which then when I looked at the audit, it said our total assets for Pacifica were $10 million, which is ridiculous. We used to get $150 million offers just for our license at BAI. But the issue is that I have combed all of the files in Pacifica, and no one has ever bothered to have appraisals. So, and the appraisals is not to sell, it is not even to get the mortgages, it's just to find out what the value of our assets are. And based on that, I have spoken to banks about reinstating our credit lines. We used to have a $100,000 credit line at Wells Fargo when all the accounts were there for our national office, when the national office was here in Los Angeles. So that would help us to get a bridge until we can get back on CPB and have that restored. The issue about the Chicago station is because in speaking to John Krigler, he said it's only a matter of a few hundred dollars to open an internet station. We have all of the infrastructure beyond that. And because Chicago is so vibrant in terms of activism, it would immediately bring in a new stream of both listeners and income at very little cost to us. All of these things are sequential. Some are simultaneous, some are sequential. And meaning that, for example, I have also proposed a national webmaster. When we started, when the internet started, everybody thought they had to have an individual webmaster at all the stations. And so we have maybe one good website in the whole unit, and it's not our national website. And so, you know, now your webmasters do 25 sites. So my recommendation is to get a national webmaster that can also set things up for some of the websites that and the stations that require that. So basically, I mean, there's more, but it's not all pie in the sky, and I haven't seen anyone try anything else since I have been back on the board in 2011. So there
else?
You go.
Anything what else?
Anything else that could bring, that goes outside of our listenership, because of course the goal of that mailer is to increase listenership, and also the cash flow issue is a concern with the auditor. By the way, I spent over an hour discussing all of these items with the auditor the night before I presented it to the board. And he was also very interested in the fact that I would be requiring of all of the business managers, whether they're temporary like they are here at KPFK, or whether the national office is doing it, where weekly they have to tell me their progress of where they are with the reconciliations and the schedules. My understanding is KPFK is in good shape, but I'm not taking anyone's word for it. I will have another accountant check that out as well. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lydia. Roberta, Mansour, and Riza.
I guess this would be directed to Fred. During the general manager's report, Leslie informed us that she just recently found out from the CFO that our income statements are incorrect and will be substantially revised, and it sounded like she hadn't seen them yet. Do you have any insight as to what that issue is and how it came to light and which direction it will take us?
Not really. I'm not a CPA, and I wasn't talking personally to our CFO.
Okay. That's
I have a question from the IED, and that is, you talk about
having a web service. Is that like a streaming? I wasn't talking to you, okay?
Yeah, well done.
No, I would be putting out an ad, so I would entertain both a web service, which the general manager at KPFA strongly advises, because they have a great one. They believe they do have a very decent website. And by the way, in terms of the web service, it's not just about information. I mean, during the conventions, we were driving with social media, but there was nothing on the websites to drive them to where they could access the conventions, for one thing. But the other thing is the income. There are some stations that when you post on the site, it takes you 2 days to figure out how to get there and all of that. So it's hurting our cash flow not to have efficient websites that are now and ready, and whether we use WordPress, which is, you know, very common, blah, blah. So either individual or a service or a combination of things, it won't be all the stations, but it will be those that requested, and to my knowledge, there are three so far.
I'm in with the Chicago. You said something about Chicago. You're going to do a streaming over there?
Oh, yes. What Krigler said, that one of the reasons that we can do this in such a cost-effective manner is because we can start out with programming from all of our stations and still be in compliance until we get the local programming. So my idea was to roll out with our archives so that Chicago can understand who Pacifica is. I've met people in Chicago who listen to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now!, and she always starts out with Democracy Now! From Pacifica, and nobody knows what Pacifica is. And these folks from Chicago say, oh, it's great to know that, you know, what it is. So that sort of thing. But there's so much activism there, it will be no time before they start producing their own content.
But, Mike, I have a...
Put them back on the deck. Raisa, Jan, Fred, Myla, then we'll move back to Mansour.
Passing.
Microphone,
please,
Jan. I think we should get lavalier for everybody.
Actually,
so when they we don't have the same mic.
Can I switch with mine?
Yeah.
Okay, Lydia, I'm wondering if you can tell us whether you ever participated in the arbitration that has been discussed.
Yes, I did.
And can you tell us whether or not, well, actually, I'd like to take this opportunity to provide a notice of a motion to be introduced next month to censure you based on your failure to provide information to the union that was mandated.
And it was not me. That was John Proffitt.
To be the motion will be introduced to the next LSB meeting.
The union never asked me for anything. I was not the ED, and that was not the numbers in question. But yeah.
Okay, Tish, Fred,
and then
Jen.
Charles.
Charles, then Jen.
Use the
microphone,
please.
Okay. In listening to Mr. Blair's opinionated analysis and of what the general manager has not been able to do in comparison in the last year with only $19,000 a day, I wanted to ask to you and to everybody, I had received an email at some point from, I think it was signed by Dorothy Reich, board member, suggesting to not make donations during a specific time. And that is one of our local board members. And so I'm concerned about the voices on the board with the push and control of money as an access point or tool as a push or play, and then where the names are getting thrown out in an analysis based on numbers where anybody knows how many fund drives in the last year, that's 365 days, the amount of impact you're throwing has to do with the character versus an actual timeline, like I think a statistician would really do very well, unopinionated. And so I wanted to ask in the community if that email had been seen as well.
Can I respond?
Oh, yeah.
So Dorothy Reich, you're talking about an email from Dorothy Reich who just had
Are you talking about Dorothy Reich who just had a major fundraiser with a donor fundraiser event about like a couple of weeks ago? Was this letter that you're referring to, when was it supposed to have been written?
Sent. This was months. It's been some months.
Huh? Okay, so since then she...
Can we see it?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, send it to you.
I think you didn't receive it already. I think it was forwarded to me.
Use the microphone. We can't hear you.
Bella,
please keep it going. No, I was concerned about the call out from a board member, and so I was wondering, since you were able to give an analysis, how that might have impacted if board members are suggesting through email to other board members and other organizations during election times as well, whenever the time is convenient. Do you think, you know, we can include impacts on such, you know, the call out to not support?
Calls for speculation.
And if point of order.
The email was not directed to organizations.
We can't hear you.
The email was directed to the members of the LSB.
Let's try with the mic.
Very shortly after Dorothy came on and she learned about some of the financial discrepancies and all of the other things that we've learned about, and she was discouraged personally, and she sent an email to other members on the LSB discouraging them from contributing at this time. That was never widely circulated.
Point of order. What is the relevant of this to this agenda item?
That's Jan's responses. So another
minute. What was the treasurer?
90 seconds worth of responses that she got. Did you send another minute for Jan to respond?
My question was for the treasurer.
Jan.
Did you want to defer to Jan to answer?
I haven't even had the mic.
Did you want to answer, or did you want to defer to
I'm
Jan?
Not sure what the I'm not sure what the question is. If it's about board members, enabling or enabling subscribers to boycott the station or not, I don't know. I seem to remember something about Dorothy's email, but it's very vague. And do I know any member of the board of this board who has discouraged people from donating? In fact, I donated in April. So,
thank you, Charles.
I have a question for Lydia. I don't know whether you were here while Leslie gave her report. Okay, She mentioned that in terms of the resolution of the union matter with the arbitrator, that and in terms of her 2017 budget, she was putting off the expenses that KPFK would accrue by virtue of that arbitration onto National. And I was wondering whether you're aware of that. She made that determination because, in her opinion, it was John Profit's failing, therefore it was National's responsibility. But so I'm wondering, you know, because this is an issue that, you know, we have to pay that money. Somebody has to pay that money. So we need to resolve it. And if you think it could be applied against outstanding KPFK central services and that National would cover it, or anyway, what is your opinion on that?
My opinion is that there's a lot of that that's still to be determined. For example, the lawsuit that was brought against Pacifica that Jen represented, usually wherever the signal area is that lawsuit emanates from, and in this case there were several plaintiffs, among them Mr. Lakey, a former LSB member from here, represented by Jan Goodman, but also then late someone from KPFT joined, and so it might be have to parsed out, but some of that cost will come onto KPFK as well. In this case, I can't say what the board would do, I personally would favor having some of that picked up, at least applied to past central services due based on the failure of the ED to produce that. When I had to, in response to something else, have the I controller, the interim controller, generate a GNL. He did it. He stayed there for hours. It takes about 4 hours to download that onto a stick. And I did have him do that. That was long after this and long after the decision had been made and had nothing to do with this response. So what I'm saying is that I would favor, and I will advocate, that the board pick up some of that. That was certainly one of the elements. It wasn't the only element in the arbitration, but it was one of the elements. I think it was key, and I would favor that. I think that we have to, all the way around the network, start putting things in the buckets where they belong, okay, regardless of where they fall.
Can I have a follow-up? Can I have a follow-up?
Yes, 30 seconds, okay.
So if the board goes along with your decision and at least a portion of that finances is taken over by National, then in terms of applying it to central services, that's just an internal balance sheet thing, but that outlay has to be made so National would, you know, they would pay those monies to the parties that are requiring them.
Well, that depends on whether it has the monies. But now we have, thanks to Michael, a mechanism where we might be able to start getting some of that money and also looking into bank accounts. And we have other things, a little brokerage account. We have a CD that's sustaining something at KPFT, but it really belongs to Pacifica. There are all of these floating items that we might be able to cobble money together, but right now, you know, we're just barely making it, so I'm not sure. On the other hand, if we were to get a bequest and that sort of thing, you know, it all becomes something fictional unless you have the money in the bank. But again, I would favor at least starting out is putting it, putting everything where it belongs.
Distributing it. I believe in Mansoor and Benjian.
And by the way, we have 2 minutes left, so if you want to add to it. So my question is, you were speaking of webmasters and all this, and we have asked repeatedly, we passed the resolution to hire a webmaster and allow him to get the first whack at it if he wants it or not. But as you know, the numbers are all there. It's not fictional at all that we used to bring about $150,000 to $200,000 per year just KPFK's website doing the fund drive.
Okay, if I may respond.
So, but if I could finish. And then, okay. Yeah. So my question is, why do we have to wait when this body knew that we need to have a webmaster because of the monies coming through the web during the fund drive. We have to wait for a recovery plan to mention the same thing that we have recommended long time ago.
Okay. So I just want to say that what you are raising now and what this LSB has done repeatedly is get into confidential personnel matters, including the fact that once the arbitration, once I have cleared it with the attorneys of SAG-AFTRA on Monday, that the staff involved with elements of this arbitration settlement have been notified officially, then I think, and I would welcome if we want to have an executive session next month or the following month, but it would require an executive session. Obviously, Mansoor, there are elements that you're unaware of having to do with individuals mentioned, and certainly the individuals mentioned in the SAG-AFTRA settlement. And so I would recommend that we do that if you want more specifics about the settlement. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's
30 seconds.
Well, I have...
Do we
want to
add five?
I think Chambers next in the queue.
Can I suggest that we add 5 minutes to this
second
item?
Do we have anyone else in the queue who wants to?
No. No. There's a couple of.
Are we extending 5 minutes?
We want to make a motion to simplify.
Yes.
Second.
Objections?
No objections are simplified.
I would like to bring this back to the agenda item, which I think we're on. Or maybe that we didn't finish before.
I think we're in the finance budget recommendations.
Yeah, I think we're in the finance budget recommendations.
Q&A for directors.
Public comments
is next.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You want to say the comment until then?
Well, I would like to, since... Can I ask for a point of personal privilege because I have to leave to make my comments regarding the budget recommendation now, which is...
What time do you leave?
I'm supposed to leave at 1, but I have a Greg Palast event at my house, and I have to go set up for it. And so could I have a point of personal privilege to just... I mean, we've been wandering far afield.
Okay. Jan, it's on.
Okay.
You got it.
So, is that okay? Okay, so I would like a motion to not accept the, not approve the budget as it stands, that the LSB requests the GM to do the following and resubmit the budget to the LSB for approval. One, hire a business manager, and by the way, that we should, to the extent that we can, approve the advertising expenses that Leslie Radford requested that we add to the budget. Two, revise the fund drive chart to match the actuals. Three, adjust the expenses to pay staff what they're owed, plus the fund, if the pension monies are owed by KPFK, that we add those into the budget if appropriate. The general manager said that had been paid. The CFO said it hadn't been paid. I don't know, but we just need to take that into account. Five, submit a plan for paying central services and the owed premiums in the budget. Six, submit a plan for improving program and on-air fundraising efforts in order to raise on-air revenue.
Second.
And I'll give this to you.
Any discussion?
I second it.
No, discussion.
Call
the question.
And comments from the public.
Second. The motion.
All right. Mr. Secretary, do you want to take the vote? There's no discussion.
Before the vote.
Is there any discussion?
Any discussion? We call for discussion. Hearing none, we'll take the vote.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We normally dictate public comment before the vote.
Well, this is on a separate motion brought by personal privilege. It's out of the order.
Exactly. We're out of order.
It's out of order. We should take public comment out of order. Because we normally take public comment before we vote.
That's another 15
it's
minutes.
It's whether she wants to just get the voter.
I'm not adding it.
It's not up to
you. I'm take the public comment out of order on the agenda.
Okay. I leave it up to everyone because I'm going to leave.
We'll take public comments.
Thank you. First of all,
I think
you'll have the mic. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be quick. I think this is...
Why did we move to public comment?
Okay, go ahead.
I think this is a good motion, and I think you all should vote for Jan's motion. I think there are a lot. You need to get a second look at this budget and have it reviewed and have it redone to base, it on actual. Anyways, as for what Lydia said, I noticed she's left the room. She did purchase, I don't know, 8 months ago, very expensive. She said it was very expensive, list from NPR. And to date, she has not had the postage to pay for it. I mean, that's sort of insane to spend all that money and then just go, wow, I never thought about the postage. I mean, okay. So radio licenses, the value, what may or may not be a PRA, the price of our buildings, what they may be worth, do not go on our balance sheet and will not help us get leverage and should not be considered as part of our operating budget, which is what this is for. Everything I can see that Lydia does is to increase debt.
20 seconds.
So that's negative. Restoring CPB, she cannot afford the audits. No matter what, we still can't even get going with 2015 audit. 2016 audit should start the end of October. We ain't never gonna get there, and we're not gonna be eligible for CPB until after that 2016 audit's done, and she doesn't have the money or the manpower for either one of them. All of Lydia's plans involve more debt to this organization.
Thank you. I have the mic, please. Thank you, ma'am.
Jan, I'm glad that you're still here because obviously you did not hear many of the points, highlights that the GM made regarding various issues that you are now raising as to reasons why not support this budget. Either way, whether you support it or not, she was very clear, when you do a budget, there are other issues that are under our feet right now, fermenting, that do impact changes today and tomorrow until such time. I think a lot of work has gone into the budget right now, but what's interesting is that no one here, and you were not at the recent Finance Committee, which, by the way, Fred Blair has made sure that I'm not a member after so many years of being a member. It's very interesting how I have been discarded from every committee. It was in that meeting as well where the $200,000 was covered and the monthly payments to national services, $16,000 each month. And that's what has been paid ever since March, February 2015. So we stand at $16,800 per month. Mm-hmm. And go to the monthly website and get a look at the monthly expenditures for the station so that everybody here has an idea where the money goes. It's not pie in the sky, and the numbers are not fictitious. And most of that is because of the high premiums from the past before the GM. Thank you.
Thank you.
A line of credit involves a debt to a bank. Should we incur debt to unforgiving banks? I mean, Amy Goodman lets us slide. Will Bank of America let us slide? I don't know. National Webmaster, will this be a new position or a new title for a current employee? Because if it's a new position, that's what, 40, 50, 60? I don't know how much $60,000 a year. Maybe it'd make more sense to hire a webmaster and design one new website for one station and see how it works. If you say, here, improve the whole network, I don't know. That sounds like too big of a task. I hope the motion to censor the IED does not come to the floor because censor motions are what's killing this foundation. There's too much acrimony. I suggest if you're dissatisfied with the performance of the IED that you contribute to the completion of the search for a permanent ED, which may include the current IED or maybe someone else. So put your efforts in creating... Put your energy in the creation of a permanent position so we can go forward. And I compliment the IED on getting that list of names so we can have a financial outreach. I hope it succeeds. Thank you.
So I've been hearing this drumbeat of criticism throughout my time on the LSB and off the LSB. It's a constant drumbeat of criticism, yet no recommendations on how to come to resolution. And that's very, very sad, because other people think of things to do, and yet the first thing that you hear is criticism because they even had the idea of doing it. But yet all I hear is criticism and deconstruction of people's good efforts into trying to bring resolution and bring money and resources into the foundation. That's a really sad state of affairs.
Thank you.
By the way, the $200,000 that was deferred, mentioned just to download the GL takes a long time. Most people don't have bookkeeping background. GL is general ledger. The general ledger is the Bible for any accounting system. The general ledger is the heart of the financial statements and the balance sheet, just in case for those who are illiterate. And I wanted to say that when Leslie Redford referred to deferring the $200,000, if I was in her position, I would have done the same thing. Why should KPFK shoulder that expenditure, the high expenditure? It needs to be distributed across the network and then figure out, really, if that individual should be sued. That's one resolution I would propose. I suggest that you go ahead and say okay to this budget, and we got to move on, and the changes will be coming on as things are being worked out, as the GM outlined. Thank you.
Thank you.
The GL, not the GNL, Lydia. That's maybe you're confusing that with gin and tonic, but the general ledger does not take 4 or 5 hours to print out. Not at KPFK, at any rate. Tej, the first time I ever saw Dedon was at a public event, and he was telling all of the people in that room they should not contribute to KPFK, because KPFK wasn't whatever it was he was complaining about. That's the first time I ever saw Dedon. I was like, wow, programmers do that? That's amazing. He was telling those people do not contribute to KPFK. So, and with all the extra help that you've apparently gotten, which is very nice, the show has improved. How much has it raised in its fund drives? That's the mark of improvement of a show, that you get more listener support. So we should have all of these numbers instead of just imagining stuff. So the penalty is $200,000, Lydia, on top of the amount we have to pay? Or is it only $50,000?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the arbitration settlement.
And I think I said I wasn't going to share that until...
But we already know what part of what it is on our budget.
Time.
Okay.
So the $200,000 indicates that there's $50,000 on top of the $150,000 that's already in the budget. That's fine. We'll figure it out. I'm saying $150,000. These numbers are
Can we call for the question on Jan's motion?
This is the last
one. How much time?
We got 6 minutes left.
So I was, thank you very much, Chair. So I like to address, thank you. I like to address my comments to the Chair. I like to address my comments to the Chair.
Thank you.
Chair, Dedon Kamati was an extremely decent, very great man, in my opinion. And to drudge up his name for the sake of a political advantage, it's disgraceful. So I just wanted to make note of that to the Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. The content is very difficult. Do you have a public comment?
Yeah.
Just point of information for you.
Alan.
Come out. There's someone in the back. There are a couple more that would like to speak.
Yes. Just two brief things. I notice among the questions here, somebody said, why do we have the Strategic Planning Committee, which it seems to be doing the same thing as fundraising? And the reason why it has to be different is that fundraising does not look at alternatives that would increase the money that's being raised on air with the fund drives and the pledges. And so that is why we have to have another committee, because the fundraising committee has that restriction on it. The second thing I want to mention is that Bella would be a very valuable addition to the finance committee. And it's not any prejudice against her, it's just that under the rules we have now, we cannot add another non-LSB member to the finance committee until another LSB member joins, because we have to have more LSB members than non-members. So if one of you would just come around and join the finance committee, which you'd be very welcome, then Bella could join the finance committee, and I think that'd be great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wasn't going to make any comment, but you know, every time I come here, it's the same thing. There's so much hostility. I totally agree with brother there. So much hostility. A person gets up here, nobody listens to him. You all argue, and it's all about money. And that's why this station is going down the drain. I don't see you working together.
Thank you.
If nobody wants to make any more comments, can't we just...
Can we call for the question?
Okay. Are there any other public comments? Michael? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Michael,
I think... something?
Michael? No, he's not public.
He's private, not public.
Just point of information, we are less than 8 minutes away from time certain.
So let's call the question.
Yes.
Okay, call the question. Would you like me to read it?
Yes.
Okay.
By my own.
This is a budget motion. This is a budget motion. The local station board cannot approve this budget as it stands. The local station board requests that the GM do the following and resubmit the budget to the LSB for approval. 1. Hire a business manager. Add realistic advertising costs to the budget, as in an ad in the LA Times, and demonstrate the process with screenshots of ads. 2. Revise fund drive chart to match the actuals. 3. Adjust the expenses to pay staff what they're owed, plus the fund the pension monies before buyouts or other non-essential expenses, if appropriate. 4. Submit a plan for improving programming and on-air fundraising efforts in order to raise on-air revenue. 5. Submit a plan for paying central services and owed premiums. That is the motion. That is the motion on the floor that we are voting on.
No. It's a different motion entirely.
It's, we can just bring motions without going through committee here, so like that. I just want to also point out that since the CFO has the same equal ability and hiring prerogative relative to the business manager per motion that was passed last year, part of that cost of advertising will be at the national office.
Great.
Just take a vote.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Call for the question?
Yeah, I believe it was seconded.
No, second. We just need to take a vote.
Okay. All in favor of this motion? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in favor. All opposed? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4 opposed. Abstentions? 1. Abstention.
Sharon's an abstention, too. You're an abstention, aren't you?
Okay.
Motion passes 9-4 with one abstention.
All right. Sharon, point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege. I'd like to take this moment now to resign from the LSB as a, both a LSB member and a delegate. And my reasons are basically are partially personal, and part of it has to do with the fact that I've been on the board now five and a half years. I think I've had enough. But I'd like to stay on as treasurer, but I'm recommending to the LSB that next month's LSB meeting have a formal vote for treasurer, because I think that's the prerogative of the LSB, that it's the person who's treasurer represents the LSB on the National Finance Committee.
Can I be recognized?
Members can resign at any time they want, as long as they may.
I'd like to make a motion that this board appoint Fred Blair as interim treasurer, and that at our next meeting that we have a formal vote for a permanent treasurer for the remainder of this year.
Second. Any discussion?
We can have non-LSB members be?
Yes. Any objections? Hang on, objections?
I object to having the public weigh in on this. This is an LSB matter.
No, they're not. Just to the next meeting. That's all.
Okay. Michael, did you have something to say?
I'm sorry, Fred, were you saying you're resigning effectively immediately?
Yes. That's correct. Okay. My replacement is actually in the audience. Stephen Frantz is the first alternate. And that means by implication, if I resign now, I'm resigned also from all committees that I serve on.
Okay. In that case, I would like to add a friendly amendment to Myla's motion that we thank Fred for his years of service to the LSB and to the Finance Committee.
Stephen Frantz, if he'd like, he immediately becomes a member of the LSB.
Take the seat.
Should I?
No.
I don't have to move.
Thank you. Why don't we give Mr. Frantz just a couple seconds to introduce himself? Welcome to the local station board of KPFK.
Thank you.
Just give us a little maybe minute background of who you are, and hopefully I'm sure you.
I'm a pathobiologist, independent research biologist, and I'm locally active in a number of issues regarding glyphosate, you know, Roundup in our food supply, so I'm working on that. And glyphosate, which is glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in herbicide Roundup. And I've been working with the Congress and EPA to get this out of our food system. I don't know what else. I mean, active in the Americans Democratic Action, the Malibu Democratic Club, the Progressive Democrats, the Santa Monica Mountains. I don't know.
Thank you. Welcome. And it's Dr. Stephen Frantz, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. Next order of business, I believe, is Charles' motion.
Time certain.
Are we there? It's 1:30. Okay.
Excuse me. Can I move to extend 10 minutes to consider this motion?
I second.
All those in favor?
5 minutes.
Any opposed?
10 minutes. Motion to extend 10 minutes. All in favor, raise your hands. One, two, three,
I'm not optimistic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All opposed?
This is to accept Fred as, what is the motion?
Ten minutes.
I would do 5 minutes.
I would do 5 minutes. Okay.
3.
1, 2.
And Lydia.
3 opposed. Abstentions? Motion carries to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Charles, you have the floor.
All right, I'm just going to read it. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Well, let me just do a little by way of introduction. I'm on both the Governance Committee and the Program Oversight Committee and the Personnel Committee. And in those capacities, I've, you know, heard reports from obviously Leslie Radford here and Alan Minsky. And in the GM evaluation, I became more aware of all the documentation regarding how various programs are performing. So I'm going to read this. I don't think that there's any kind of secret as to the inability of our management to be able to effectively work together at this point, or work with the LSB, or the various members of the LSB to work with each other in furtherance of the Pacifica mission and the maintenance of KPFGA as a going concern. So, to address those concerns, whereas the existence of the station relies on community support, and whereas the program director is ultimately responsible for program performance, and whereas the general manager is ultimately responsible for the station's performance, and whereas in an effort to improve KPFK's responsiveness to its mission and overall performance, the general manager has made several programming changes, and whereas the success or failure of these programs impacts the overall success or failure of the station, and whereas the assumption of duties outside her job description impacts the general manager's ability to perform those duties within her job description responsibly, and whereas blurring the lines of responsibility impacts the program director's ability to perform those duties effectively, and whereas the program director has attempted to implement a process of program evaluation that relies to a large extent on self-evaluation by the programmers themselves, be it resolved, the local station board encourages the program director to work together with the general manager to develop an objective set of criteria by which programs are evaluated, including self-evaluation, but also pledge drive performance and metrics to measure listenership and level of community support, including call-in survey responses and web presence, and that this system of analysis be applied objectively across the board to all programs as soon as is effectively possible, and that the results of this analysis be shared with the KPFK Local Station Board and the public via the KPFK website to enhance future programming decisions through increased community input and awareness.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Michael?
Yes, I'd like to offer an amendment.
I'd like to offer an amendment that we request that the general manager and program director present the proposed criteria for evaluation of the programming to the LSB by its next meeting for discussion prior to implementation.
Do you
just a question. I know this came from the floor, and the programming oversight did not reach quorum. Meetings are not meeting quorum. If there's any other members of the programming oversight committee in the room, I would like to hear if this reflects joint deliberations. LSB members. Michael?
Uh, I was one of the people who had a request and excused absence from the last PROC meeting, but I do think that there's a general interest on the PROC in seeing clear criteria. We did have a discussion with the interim program director a couple of months ago about the fact that we're looking for a deeper evaluation process than just the self-evaluation survey that he sent around, which he reported he'd gotten very little compliance with from the programmers themselves. So I think it is time for a clear policy statement about what the criteria for evaluation are, and then they can be implemented whether the programmers self-evaluate or not.
Yes, something, you know, something is bothering me. I don't work in any organization that everything is being drawn by one person, Alan Minsky or any other. It should be open to the public to call in and express themselves about the program. Not one man person, Alan Minsky, 5 hours, you know, to Ian Master, all this nonsense, you know, to hear that. Let's have 2-3, you know, hours. People could call in and let's hear the public. It should be collective decision, not one person. All right, collective, I prefer to have, and then public to express themselves about different programs.
Thank you.
Steven?
Reza, I couldn't agree with you more. We need to do something to evaluate the programs. We need a set of criteria, and I'm glad that Charles has taken this initiative to get some kind of setup like that. And we need to go back and ask the supporters, who support us for years, what they want. And that's why I proposed the survey in the last meeting, and we need to flesh that out, and that's something we can implement between fund drives at no cost. We got the volunteers to do that. We need to get an objective sense, and you couldn't be more right. That this is a big problem. It's just the programming decisions are in the hands of a very few people. Well, right, and we need to, and while I've got the floor, I'd like to go on to say that I think we need to adapt an attitude of reinventing Pacifica, reinventing KPFK here first, because if we don't, we are in a death spiral. We are in a financial death spiral now, and if we can put together the elements to sell that we are reinventing this station, then we can go out to these people on this list as possible donors to get them and maybe put together a group of people like this to give us the financing, to pay them a decent rate of interest, and to do this on a business basis. But we need to get something that gets us back up to the edge of the volcano, because we're sinking down deep into it. And that we need to pay off the premiums, and we need to get these financial statements made. And the money is out there. I see this list, and I did one of this person's tax returns about 10 years ago, and I assure you, she's got money. And there's a lot of money out there to get there.
Alan Minsky's job, it's not everybody's job to do programming, but Alan is not allowed to do his job. The general manager dictates.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, really.
Can we call the question?
Yeah,
let's
call it.
I don't think we got a second on the amended. I would second that. I would accept it as a friendly amendment, and I would like to, because for virtue of time, unless we need, yes. We think there's going to be more, we could talk about this all day long. But I think it's fairly obvious. I would call the question unless anybody has an objection to it.
Call the question.
Okay. All in favor of this motion, raise your hands.
As amended.
All in favor of this motion, as amended, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. 7
You
yes.
Don't even vote on your own amendment.
You do vote.
All opposed?
That was your amendment. Was that for the amendment or
no?
As amendment.
He accepted the friendly amendment.
All opposed? Raise your hands.
One
opposed? Any abstentions?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, I got 3. Okay, let's
Steven,
do
the
abstentions. You got to raise your hands.
It was 4.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
4 abstentions.
Time.
Motion carries 7-1
I'd
with
like
4
to
abstentions.
Instead of objecting. And the amendment was.
We already voted.
No,
The amendment was for next month.
What was the count, Jamie? What was the count?
Excuse me, but I'd like to...
It was 7-0, 5 abstentions.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So motion carries.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.